Windtalkers is a new World War II film starring Nicolas Cage, directed by John Woo, who also directed Cage in Face Off. Windtalkers is set in the Pacific and is about a Marine platoon, which includes a Navajo radio operator who was a code talker, trained to transmit battlefield messages in an unbreakable code based on the Navajo language. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
When John Woo decides to tackle a genre, he doesn't have to go out and give himself a mini course in masterpieces. Growing up in one of Hong Kong's poorest, most overcrowded slums, Woo sought relief in local movie theaters, especially the ones featuring American films. Now, the 56-year-old director, who's worked in Hollywood for nearly 10 years, has made his first American combat film, and it's everything you want in a big Hollywood action picture. Nicolas Cage stars as a war-weary Marine who discovers that his new assignment is not so much to kill Japanese, though he's welcome to do that, so much as it is to murder a Navajo radio man if he looks like he's about to be captured. Working from a skeletal script by John Rice and Joe Battier, Wu has emblazoned his screen with all the familiar elements of a World War II drama. Sergeant Joe Enders is a bitter veteran of past battles by the time the movie begins, suspicious of honors and leery of friendships. A platoon's worth of soldiers are drawn from the usual ethnic and regional cross-sections, and as you might expect, dramatic tensions arise from the trouble the men have in subordinating their individuality to the group. Wu treats these familiarities as signposts for further expression, not monuments to movies past, which is the difference between classicism and entombment. It might sound strange to describe a filmmaker who made his reputation directing Hong Kong action fare, in which the bullets fly like confetti and no shot seems to last longer than a nanosecond, as a classicist. But the more you gaze into the maelstrom of Wu's films, the more you begin to recognize that they're built on the traditional structures of friendship tested under fire. Love, in other words. As Windtalkers gets underway, Enders has finished recuperating in a Hawaii hospital following a disastrous personal experience in the Solomon Islands. The young NCO's entire command was wiped out. Here, after lying to get back into active service, he's told about his responsibilities with a new Navajo radio man.
What I'm about to tell you, Corporal, cannot leave this room. Under no circumstances can you allow your co-talker to fall into enemy hands. Your mission is to protect the code at all costs. You understand me?
Yes, sir. I do.
Good. Congratulations. You just made sergeant.
You can't tell it from that one line, but in Nicolas Cage, Wu has found the American equivalent to his favorite Hong Kong actor, Chow Yun-fat. Wu directed Cage in Face Off, but that cinematic buzzsaw would have shredded anyone's performance. Here, Cage is a heavy-lidded, soured romantic, a Western Chow and a perfect embodiment of the Wu hero, fighting despair as he fends off the enemy. Enders and the code talker Yahtzee hook up uneasily on the eve of the invasion of the heavily fortified island of Saipan. The invasion itself is an extraordinary piece of filmmaking, both in its breadth and in its self-control. It probably doesn't take up more than an economical 3 minutes and starts with a flying camera following planes swooping over the landing beach. From there, it slowly falls to earth, capturing scenes of various engagements until it finally catches up with Enders and Yahtzee. Enders, in his terror at having to kill someone he knows, has adopted an attitude of hostility towards Yahtzee. He shuts himself down emotionally, refusing to open himself up to a partner he may have to kill. He starts dying inside. To prevent the Japanese from capturing Yahtzee, Enders turns himself into a fanatical killing machine. Since the 70s, Wu's heroes have been facing this dilemma. A larger world of social or national obligations puts them at excruciating odds with a more intimate world of personal or even familial bonds. Enders fits into this series, but not so neatly that he's just another square peg. Instead, he's another richly human variation, just as Windtalkers itself is another enriched take on the traditional Hollywood combat movie.
Henry Sheehan is a film critic based in Los Angeles.